Welcome everyone to this live radio variety show flowing forth from the cosmic radio receptors of KCRW LP 100.7 FM, located in lovely coastal Brookings, Oregon. My name is Dr. Gigi, and you are tuned into this week's edition of Doc and
Jacques. Hello, Doc.
My co-host is Jacques Wolf Kepner. How are you, Jacques Kepner?
I'm doing great, Dr. Gigi. I'm feeling very good. The weather's been nice. Mm-hmm. It's what date? It's the 20th of March.
Yep.
It's been sunny for 4 or 5 days. People are out of their shells.
Yeah.
People are feeling good. Mm-hmm. We're all happy. Well, folks out there that are enjoying all this nice weather that we've been through, thanks for tuning into our radio variety show. Today, again, the day is March 20th. And just like every other Wednesday afternoon between 4 and 5, you can expect an informative, fun hour of live, on-the-air acrobatics.
Right. We will start each week's show with a medley of fascinating stats and facts presented by me, blended in with some medical info that can affect our health and or expand our knowledge base.
And after the good Dr. Gigi dispenses her medical wisdom, we will introduce this week's guests with an S. They're sitting here looking at me, and they're good-looking people to look at. And we will have a creatively composed, colorfully cosmopolitan, consequentially cordial, charming conversation with such coastal community celebrities as the two in the studio.
Right.
There we go.
And then we save the last segments of our weekly show of some good humor, clean jokes.
Clean jokes, promise.
Super clean, funny jokes. Contemplative, wise quotes, and they're funny this time. And we want to shout out to our loyal listeners. Hello. Thank you for listening.
Hello. Yeah.
Thank you for sticking with us. And we're starting this now on the Doc and Shock Now.
Yeah. So. Chris right now. Nelson, Dr. Sherry, his beautiful wife, Darwin, Peggy, all of them in Missouri. We have some new listeners in Iowa today.
Ooh, go
we have
Iowa.
Some new listeners in Lincoln, Nebraska today.
Dang.
We have some wonderful people, Denise, Kelly, my niece. There's no squeaky chair here. I'm rocking back and forth. There's no squeaky chair, Kelly. We have a lot of people listening. Thank you for doing so. Dave, Howland, all the local people around town. Jeff was just, came in the other day with you, right?
Yep.
Yeah,
he did.
Jeff.
Jeff Brozier.
Yeah, Brozier. There he goes there. Jeff, hey, thanks
locally
for listening.
Locally founded Checo Brewery.
Yeah, Checo Brewery. All right. Okay, that's my cue. Sorry for a little bit late intro there. Even Ray Gary's listening today in the engineer's booth along with Tom Bozak. That's my cue to kick off this week's topic of MDGG, or Medical Dialogue, according to my very dear co-host, Dr. Gigi, who has practiced medicine in London, in New York City, in Port Charles, Lake Charles, Louisiana, Crescent City, and as many people that follow me on Facebook, guess what? She just got her Oregon license here to practice medicine. Family law. So congratulations.
Family law, family medicine. Okay, thank you.
And I'm not finished yet.
what?
I'm just joking with you. Janice, I forgot Janice's name. Thank you for listening, Janice, and Victoria, and everybody else. Okay, what are we going to hear about today, Doc?
Today, we're going to talk about the second part of the skin. Last time, we talked about how the skin is built up, what it's made up, what the cells are, etc. Today, we're going to start talking a little bit about skin disease.
Okay, last week, we did cover the skin. It's our largest organ, right?
Yeah.
Weighs more than our brain.
Yeah.
If you collectively use it, of course, my brain makes up 90% of my body.
Well, you are different from anything
pure brain.
And muscle.
And muscle. Oh, I forgot. The other 10% is muscle. Well, maybe 50-50.
So either way, so it's a little bit alphabetical. We'll start with A, acne.
Oh, things that affect the skin and diseases. Is acne considered a disease?
Yeah.
A disease?
Yeah. It's a pathology. Yeah.
Wow.
Have you had acne when you were little?
I just thought it was, yeah.
Okay, so you were diseased.
When I was 5 years old, exactly 15 years ago, I've had my first bout of acne. Okay, what is acne? What's it all about?
Acne is caused when the skin hair follicles get clogged up, plugged up with oil from the gland, bacteria, dead cells.
How were our ancestors back in the day, primordial ancestors? Do you think they were just covered with, because they had a lot more hair than we do?
Right. They had a lot more, prob- Probably not. And even if they did, so that kind of usually resolves with age anyway. But if you have to treat it, you can treat it with so-called retinoids, like tretinoin A. A lot of people know about that. What they don't know, it's an anti-neoplastic and anti-cancer drug, so you don't want to slather it all over.
You don't want to slather it on your body.
Not all over. Yeah, just when you... So some people have severe acne where you need to treat it for a little while.
Back in the day when I was a young man, it was tetracycline they gave for
acne. So that comes back later. So Actually, I won't mention it, but yeah, that has its place. Probably not with acne. Tetracycline works for the bacteria that are in there. If you have infections, if you have pustules, if it gets all red and big.
Well,
that's when you use tetracycline.
Yeah. Pustules. ZIT. I hate that name.
The other one is azelaic acid.
Azelaic?
Uh-huh. That one, I'm pretty sure, is over the counter. But that one is actually an antibiotic. And it works against the bacterium Propionibacterium acnei, which is the most common bacterium in acne.
Hey, wait a minute. Back it up. Are we talking acne is a bacteria?
Nope. I'm saying that acne can have or host bacteria in there, and that is usually Propionibacterium acnei.
Whoa. I mean, we're a generation here living in Brookings in this area. Pretty much we're all over 65. We're not, but the majority of us are. So it doesn't really herald to us, thinking back to when I was in high school and I had acne. I don't think of that. But today, I don't notice acne quite as much on people as I used to.
Right. So the fun or the not so fun fact is when we had to wear, oh my gosh, Danielle.
That was a wave. A tsunami came through right now. It's okay. It happens.
When we had the masks, a lot of people had so-called maskne. So mask acne because the because of wearing the mask. So you had the moist, warm air around there. So a lot of people developed kind of like acne type things. Anyway, there's also benzoyl, which is also over the counter, and it's also specifically against Propionibacterium. So that's
this
one
is stuff treating acne.
These things are treating the bacteria that might be part of the acne.
Okay.
Were you here a minute ago when I described?
Okay.
Now, because you said when we're teenagers in high school or so, we have that. Other treatments are hormone treatments and spironolactone, which is actually a blood pressure medication, but it plays around with the hormones. So hormone imbalance can cause acne, and that's why a lot of teenagers have it. You get this big amount of hormones.
Surge of hormones.
Yeah, surge of hormones. And then just skin cannot.
Kind of like the first time I ever saw you.
The next one is atopic dermatitis.
Without the acne.
Atopic dermatitis is a skin disease that is associated with asthma, actually. And it's thought of being an increased immune response. It's not an autoimmune disease, but it's immune response. And it is dry skin. And when you scratch the dry skin, that's when you have the redness, the swelling, the cracking, and or weeping of the dry skin. It's usually found in the flexors, so in the inner of the elbows or behind the knee.
Okay.
That kind of gives it away that it's so-called atopic dermatitis. And it's treated with moisturizer cream.
Okay. So I don't want to dwell on the negative parts of the skin, but last week's facts that you gave were kind of, I want to say, slightly gross, because up to 60% of all the dust in our homes is made up of our dead slothing skin that sloughed off our
What does that have to do with atopic dermatitis?
Legs. If you scratch it, it just sends it. If you ever sit in the bright sunlight, you know, and you're sitting there on a calm, and you have a skylight, and you scratch your arm sometimes during the wintertime, it will send a pluff of,
Yeah, I have noticed that, and that's just part of being alive. We're making so many skin cells, they have to go somewhere. Once they have reached the outside, there's just no nutrients.
What's the outside of the epidermis? Is the outside?
Very good. The epidermis is the outside. Once they are pushed away from the nutrients, they are just dead cells, so they have to go somewhere.
And then the thinnest skin on your body is where? The thinnest skin?
Eyelids.
Eyelids, and the thickest is?
Soles and palms, because they have an extra layer.
I'm trying to trick her.
Okay, I'm shrinking my little pathologies
now.
No,
read it, read it. Hit us hard.
I'm jumping to psoriasis.
You got plenty of time.
I'm psoriasis.
Oh, okay, psoriasis, so, is the itching disease.
See, that's what people know. It's the itching disease, and it's very similar to atopic dermatitis. However, it's found on the fleck, on the extensors, on the opposite side. So that is a dead, kind of dead giveaway. It is itchy, thick, scaly skin.
Okay.
It is considered an autoimmune disease. So you're actually fighting your skin. Do you have it?
No, I've heard of it though.
Yeah. And so that one is actually in severe cases treated with immunosuppressants.
Wow.
Big thing.
Wow.
So the next thing is a rash. Now, who knows what a rash is?
I do. I remember as a baby 20 years ago when I had rashes, you know, down my diapers.
That's okay. Anybody have a real,
okay,
real definition?
What is the real definition?
A rash, so that's what is funny. A rash is any change in the skin that affects color, appearance, or texture. So really anything changes in the skin is called rash.
What happens when I touch poison oak?
That's a rash.
That's a rash.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a rash. It's a maculopapular rash, as a matter of fact. So the rash can be, as you said, an allergy or a hypersensitivity, as in poison oak. Can be viral, fungal, bacterial, allergic reaction to poison oak or environmentals, or food. Can be stress-related, hormonal-related. Anything can cause a rash. Many rashes go away by themselves.
Oh, I remember something you said last week that's fascinating, is that our skin is an emotional organ.
Yeah.
Want to tell our guest today what that means.
Well, it is emotional because it kind of represents some of our emotional inputs. For example, when we're scared, we think our hairs in our neck kind of pulls up because it actually does that. So the hair actually, the little tiny hairs that we have actually come erect, and each tiny hair has its own little muscle, and it's called the erector pili.
What? You didn't say about this and last week.
No,
this is
I didn't, because we kind of, so each little hair can be pulled up by a little muscle, ping, and then it gets to be standing up. You know how dogs have the things.
Yeah, you see a dog get startled. Yeah, their hair goes straight up.
Yeah, and there's each hair has its own little muscle pulling it up.
Well, I remember the first time I saw you, I had goosebumps all over my body.
Right.
And I thought, my goodness, it got hot in the room. I flushed. I had a rash.
That's how muscular he is.
Yeah, man. I was like, ooh, who is this girl? She was wearing her COVID mask when I first met her 3 years ago, right? I met you 3 years ago?
Yesterday, 3 years ago.
3 years ago to yesterday. Thanks. And I saw you with that mask on. And I thought, oh, my goodness.
So if the rash is
2.5 years to have her finally lower the mask, but that's okay.
It's true. The rash, if it stays for a long time, then it's going to be treated. But for example, viral rashes are not going to be treated most of the time. Now, pediatrics, I shouldn't say most, many of the issues are just rash related. You have to recognize what sickness they have with a certain rash. So it's really interesting. Most of them are not treated, though.
Yeah.
Okay. The temporary, when you're embarrassed, I've seen people turn bright red. That's not a rash.
No. Well, it is a rash by definition, but
that's an emotional kind of thing.
Yeah, that is emotional. So the blood vessels actually get wider, and that's why you flush.
And so
the blood vessels get wider. Now, if you're cold,
shivering.
We have the shivering, but we also have getting pale because the blood vessels.
Why do I shiver again? What's the reason?
So the muscles produce the heat for a body.
That's what our shivering does.
Yep,
it makes our muscles involuntarily move so to keep them charged up and giving you some warmth.
Yep, warmth. Form of ATP.
Stuff. Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Learning something every day.
Right. The next one is rosacea.
Rosy. That's people with rosy cheeks.
Yeah. or nose or such. It is a clinical diagnosis, meaning if you come in and you look like you have rosacea, yep, you have rosacea. There's not really a lot of diagnosing that is done, although if you'd be sent to the dermatologist, they might take a scratch, a scraping or a biopsy for it to say you have actually rosacea. It is treated with sunscreen if the rosacea is caused by sun, too much sun, laser treatment, or anti-inflammatory things such as steroid creams or such. Then tumor, scleroderma.
Say that again.
Scleroderma. Sclerosis. Scleroderma. Sclerosis is thickening of the skin, and it doesn't really have to be known why, but scleroderma makes your skin or inner organs just getting tight. It's weird. Yeah, I mean, it's strange. So you have thick, tight skin.
Weird. Yeah,
and weird. It is an autoimmune disease.
Usually. Autoimmune, which is like arthritis?
Rheumatoid arthritis is an autoimmune disease, yeah.
I don't have arthritis.
And the treatment is immunosuppressants. So all of these things are pretty much looking the same to the novice, right? You have a rash, a colorization of something, so what could it be? Now, the last one is really easy because it's called vitiligo.
Vertigo.
Who?
Vertigo?
Vertigo. Yeah, that's a good word.
I knew it. I'm proud. I said every night before I get dinner, I have to answer her questions.
Vitiligo. Seriously? And we all know vitiligo from whom?
Michael Jackson.
Who?
What? Michael Jackson?
Yes, Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson takes a singer-songwriter like we have
Michael Jackson, he turned lighter colored, right?
Oh, yep. But he had it chemically bleached his skin, right?
Well, who knows?
With his chin, cheeks,
well, earlobe. So vitiligo is a real thing. It is when people develop a disease that destroys our melanocytes. Last time we learned the melanocytes are the cells that make the dark pigment, the melanin.
Wow.
And they somehow destroy their melanocytes. It's usually symmetrical. So if you have it on the hands, it's on both sides, or on the cheeks, on the chest, it's usually bilateral. Usually people want to keep their pigments, and so they're trying treatments to repigmentize.
Balance it out.
Yeah, to get it. And no, usually they don't want to be bleached.
Like, we're all human, but our skins are different, right? We have dark skin, right?
We all have the same amount of melanocytes, of the melanin-producing cells, but they make a different amount of melanin.
Mm. Cool. Wow, I've never picked your brain about why you think that is how we get such dark skin and such white skin.
Well, we also activate them with sunlight. That tells the melanocytes, hey, make more so our DNA can be protected by the harmful sunrays.
Cool.
Well, that's all from me, Jackie Poo.
Okay,
so I'll hand the lead back over to you so you can introduce our guests.
Okay, I will do that in just a moment, but I want a couple more questions on the skin while we're here because this is our first time we've ever had two parts, 2 weeks in a row. We had part one last week of skin because we've done the lungs, we've done the respiratory, we've done the heart, we've done the liver, we've done the kidneys, we've done the brain, which is makes up over 25% of my brain, actually, is my brain. Brain is straight. Okay. But
case in point.
How often do people come into the clinic and see you? What percentage of people come in with skin issues?
Quite a few. And often I just refer them to dermatology because they usually want a specialist to look at them. Last time we talked about how we recognize melanoma, the A, B, C, D, E, if it's asymmetric, if the borderline of the skin lesion is smooth, if it's more than 6 millimeters.
So it's not supposed to be smooth. It's supposed to be rough. If you
want it smooth. You want it symmetric. You want it
but
smooth.
But if it's cancer, it's going to be a rough-edged
usually
growth. Suddenly you notice on your leg, your arm, your
fast
shoulder.
Growing.
Mm-hmm. And it's asymmetric, which is...
And it's larger than 6 millimeters.
Which is, you Germans. How big is six millimeters?
The pencil eraser, the end.
Pencil eraser is 6 millimeter. Okay. And last thing, what about like people that have cirrhosis? It turns their skin yellow. How could your liver affect that?
Liver cirrhosis? Well, that is a good question. So the liver has a lot of functions. We talked about the liver. It makes us live. So we call it liver. Anyway, one of the functions is to degrade bilirubin. When we're losing red blood cells, we're degrading it, and the hemoglobin that holds our oxygen, that one gets degraded to one of the last step is bilirubin. And bilirubin has to go to the liver, and then if the liver is functioning, it puts a little sugar residue on it so we can pee it out to have yellow pee. If the liver is not functioning, then there is no sugar rest on it, and we have to poop it out, and we don't poop everything out. It goes into our skin.
Wow.
And that's the
yellow.
So
you've seen
column.
People that have advanced yellow? Wow.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Leave it on an upbeat. Upbeat note is that, but our skin, hey, give me some skin. Next time we will talk about the skin of my teeth. Okay. Wow. Thank you. We have gone over our limit, but thank you for our guests who have been patient. I find your topic today was fascinating. Okay. I am going to quickly just read something here that I prepared in relationship to the guests that we have in today. Thank you for tuning into this week's edition of Doc and Jacques Radio Variety Show. Before I introduce today's guests, I wish to pose this question to all of our listeners. Where would we be without music? What would our human species be like without melodies to make us sing along joyfully or recapture past memories through its magical portals? Think about it. Music affects all of us. From the time we are born, when our mothers are singing nursery rhymes in our ears, to the time of our deaths, when choirs sing in lament of our passing. Music is anything and everything that encompasses the lyrical structure of instruments and vocal assets, collectively or individually, in composition with one another. Well, folks, on today's live broadcast show, we have here with us in the studio not one, but two very talented, very popular, and genuinely nice folks. This a talented lady singer and an accomplished male guitarist, singer, and writer both came on our radar about a year and a half ago, I think is about the first time I recall. And then Gigi and I have been together for a year, so I'm going to say she met you shortly thereafter. And like everyone else, I think I first saw you at the Checo Brewery, both of you. Like everyone else, we were left spellbound when you took the stage and played some great songs and belted out some steamy, sultry blues. From the minute she began belting out lyrics, we all knew that we were listening to some really incredible talent. Since that time, we have watched both of our guests today develop their musical art and turn it into an evolving pinnacle of powerfully pristine, pulsating pleasure.
Okay.
There we go.
Fantastic.
There we go. So today on this edition of Jacques and Jacques Variety Show, we are honored and joyful to be joined in the studio with none of the other but one of the sexiest, sultry voices we have ever heard, Danielle Duran.
Thank you.
And is it Duran?
Duran.
Duran. Okay, just it is like Duran. Pardon. Danielle Duran and the accomplished guitarist, writer, and singer, Nate Stone. Welcome to both of you
to the Doc and Jacques Show.
Thanks for having us.
Right on.
Pleasure.
Nice. Thanks for putting up. We had a long preface there, but that's okay.
Interesting.
It was interesting, though. Yeah, yeah, learn something new every day.
Right. Well, ladies first, Danielle.
Yeah.
Where did you grow up?
So originally I grew up in San Bernardino, down in lower part of California. Mm-hmm. And I was born and raised there for 30 years till I moved up here. And moved around a bit in San Bernardino County from Fontana to Mentone, Highland area and stuff. And I moved up here about 8 years ago.
All right.
No kidding.
Yes.
Still like it.
I know your mom, Yolanda. Hi, Yolanda.
Oh, yeah. Mama Yoli, a.k.a. celebrity mom now. And to some, probably my sister.
Wow. All right. You're listening. I hope they're listening. If not, you could, like everybody else, you can come back and listen to all these shows on KCIW.org.
Mm-hmm.
Going to listen to shows. So you grew up there, but you came here 8 years ago.
Yep, came here 8 years ago.
And do you still like it?
Oh, I love it. Honestly.
What do you like the best about our area?
It's not inland valley. I love the location here, the ocean. I mean, all of it. Just the community is very night and day. If anybody's ever been in Southern California, just California in general, just the people are just so much more welcoming and supportive of each other out here, and the location. I mean, come on, anybody.
Oh,
once you come
location,
and visit here, everybody comes back within time every time. I mean, the ocean in our front yard, the forest in our back, and, you know, with the rivers and everything, and who wouldn't love it here?
Yeah, yeah. Nate, you live where? Gold Beach right now?
I live in Gold Beach right now.
Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in the Sacramento area, Sierra Foothills, in a small town called Loomis. So I grew up there, went to school up there. And then after I graduated high school, started working and started playing music after that. And then I moved gradually more towards the downtown area where there was more of a music scene. But I lived there for most of my life. I moved up here a little over 4 years ago.
Okay, four years.
Gold Beach, yeah.
You didn't start playing music till high school?
Yeah, well, so I played clarinet for 1 year in fourth grade. And then I played trumpet.
Right?
Then I played trumpet 1 year in fifth grade. And then I didn't play music for a while. And then I got a keyboard when I was about 13. And I would start figuring out little riffs to songs that I liked, a lot of Beatles. And so I would just start thinking around on it. But then I got my first guitar when I was 16.
Oh, wow.
And so I didn't even start playing until then.
Dang.
Yeah. Wow.
What do you like best here?
About this area, the climate, you know, the scenery. I had traveled the country for a while playing music, and every time we came through here, I was drawn to it. So I got the opportunity to move up here, and then I jumped on it.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Cool. How about you? How long have you been singing, Danielle? Or do you play instruments?
I own instruments. I'm in the process of trying to learn guitar, but I don't actually play very many. I don't play any instruments, and
You didn't go. You've been singing since you've been.
So
a child,
actually, my singing has only just been this year since you guys saw me at Chetco Brewery. Yeah. That was the first time
it was
I ever live.
Open mics. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh,
open
my
mic.
Gosh, that's when you. Well, that's what
that's the
saying,
first
but
time.
But it was
yeah.
so perfect. It's like yeah, no. That's
yeah, that
the first
that
time.
Blew me away when everybody responded like that. I had done karaoke,
yeah.
but it wasn't anything out of any norm outside of the norm of liquid care. You know, liquid yeah. courage karaoke, but. Jeff Brozier actually is the one who got me
hey,
to...
Hey, Jeff, what's
yeah,
going on?
Yeah, Jeff,
dude.
Shout out to Jeff, because none of this would have started had he not convinced me to to get up there and do it. He really did.
He's a social singing and instrument, just a powerful guy
he's
in our cattle. Community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
We got to get, Jeff in with some other folks.
Now, what do you do outside when you're not singing, Danielle?
Well, I work over at the South Coast Humane Society thrift store. I work over in receiving.
Is Donna your
Donna's
boss?
The manager, yes.
Is she a good boss or not?
Oh, my God, I love her.
You know, she was on 2 weeks ago,
I'm
right?
telling you, yes.
Her and
yes.
Jennifer.
They do amazing things Acorn. At that place, let me tell you. From the thrift store to the shelter, those animals, the people, just, it's... If you ever have anything to donate to those places, please do, because it all literally benefits everything that they promote it for.
Oh, so you're in receiving now. That's
yeah.
why we don't see you anymore in the front of the store.
No, I know. I've been very missed in the front, I hear.
Yeah.
I used to cashier in the front, but doing in the receiving is quite fun because I get to see everything as it comes in as opposed to on its way out.
Yeah.
So that's quite fun, yeah.
You know, when I was a young man, I used to, well, for my career, I was an auctioneer and an appraiser of fine art and antiques. And the Goodwill down in the Central Valley, I drive out there once a week from San Francisco to the Stockton area where they had, or was it Modesto? I don't remember, so many years. And I'd go into their warehouse and I was the guy that told them, okay, that's a valuable book. That painting's not worth anything. That ring is worth a lot of money. And I would go right down the list. I volunteered. I did that for years.
Oh, that's awesome.
That was just kind of one of those things. So you're seeing everything as it comes in, right?
Yeah, and I tell you, it's hard to decipher what's good, what's not good. And there's, you know, you get so many different things. And I'm learning a lot of different valuable, even potteries and plates. And,
right.
I mean, little trinkets and doodads.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
You still have the gal that works for the jewelry? No, yeah.
No, we have Laura now's doing jewelry over
Hey,
at
Laura. Hey, shout out to Laura, too,
yes,
right?
Yes, all the ladies over there.
Yeah, what are their
Loretta
names?
Loretta and Dawn and
there we go.
Joyce, all of those ladies. They
Peace
kill it over
you.
There.
Yeah, it's
Without
very
them
good.
Doing what they do, that place wouldn't run, let me
all
tell
right.
you.
How about you, Nate? What do you do other than play music and write and sing?
I try to make that most of my time, but I also have my own bookkeeping payroll business. It's called Redwood Business Services.
Redwood
LLC.
Business
Brookings?
I'm based out of Gold Beach, but I service, you know, it's all online, so I can...
Are you busy this time of year with taxes?
It's winding down now, but I have been very busy. And I have clients. I have some clients in California, and I have clients in Oregon. And
so, do you have to be licensed in both states, or is it?
There's no license for bookkeeping. I went to school for accounting, so basically, I just get certifications, and I specialize in certain areas. So,
wow. Okay, hold on right there. I got to stop because, as I told you, this goes by so fast. The hour goes by so fast. We're already at that halfway mark of this week's edition of Doc and Jacques. You're tuned in to KCIW 100.7. LP and FM in Brookings, Oregon. We're proudly a non-commercial community radio station. And regardless if you sing, you do have a voice, and that's what community radio stations like KCIW does best. We're made up of local folks just like you, and you can find out a lot more about volunteering and joining the KCIW radio family. Get involved, serve, contribute, donate your time and money to an exemplary local nonprofit 501c3 radio station. Find out more by going to kciw.org today. Thank you. All right. So you're bookkeeping on the side.
Yeah. I also work for KGBR up in Gold Beach for the radio station up there.
I asked you when you walked in. Have you ever been on the radio? And you kind of went, yeah, but might have been.
What do you do there?
So I do sales and I do some admin work and I work on the books and stuff too.
Are they related to Bicoastal or not?
Not yet.
Not yet.
No. Okay. No. So they're their own corporation right now.
So what's the inside scoop from a radio guy from the other side? We are one side of the community radio station like KCIW. And what's the other side? We're going to bring on a guest from Bicoastal one of these days. We're trying to arrange that right now to give us the other side. But is radio, commercial radio, is it peaking? Is it peaked or is it dying? What's your estimation of it?
Honestly, I'm not sure if I'm the person to talk to about that. I don't... I'm not involved a lot with the programming and things like that. So that might be out of my scope of knowledge as far as the radio station goes. I would probably direct you over to Ryan West, who kind of handles all that stuff for our station.
Well, maybe we could get Ryan on the radio with us too. We'd love to. It's fascinating.
Yeah, he's a good man to talk to.
Right? Radio is two sides. There's a community like us, not for profit, and then there's the profit.
Now, how did you both meet to get together to play and sing?
Same place you saw me perform, which was at Chet Cope.
The first time?
Yes. Chet Cope open mic.
Oh, my God.
Open mic. Yep. Yeah, he came in. I was doing open mic, too, and I think that was right around the same time I was first doing it, back in January of 23.
It's the first time I went, too.
Yeah, that was the first time you went, and that was so much fun. We just kind of hit it off right away, and then you started doing open mic at...
Yeah, and then shortly after that, I started hosting an open mic over at Oxenfree.
Oh, the Oxenfree one.
Yeah.
So I host, I still do, and that's every Tuesday night from 8 to 11.
Yep.
We have featured performer every week. Last night, we had Jonathan Foster, which is a touring singer-songwriter.
Shout out to Jonathan Foster. That was great.
Out of Reading. He's fantastic.
He's a traveler. He's not from here.
He's based out of Reading, but he travels the country, and he comes through here every few months. He's in Roseburg tonight. He's going to be playing in Bandon. He's playing at Mr. Ed's later this week. He's got 8 shows in 7 days.
Jonathan Foster, you don't know where he's playing in Roseburg, do you?
Too Shy. Too Shy Brewing Company.
Too Shagged?
Too Shy.
Too Shy?
Yeah, Too Shy Brewing. Too Shy. TWO.
Now, if it's open mic, how can he... So is he being paid then for the
performance? So the featured performer so we do a featured performer every week, and the way that works is they get a little bit of a longer set than a normal person would. We go around, gather tips for them. They get a little bar tab, so it's like a little mini gig.
Yeah.
So there is some monetary value to it, and they get a bar tab, so they get free food and drinks if they want that, longer set. And so it's great for touring acts. It's great for people that are trying to get themselves out there that want a little bit more than just a couple songs. Mm-hmm. Next week, we have a local guy, James DeBottis. He's a drummer. He's fantastic. Every time he comes through, the crowd loves him.
Here in Brookings, right?
That's on
Brookings.
It's just right down the... A couple doors down from here, actually.
Yeah, it's like 2 doors down. Yeah. We're thinking about getting the Oxenfree, maybe Dallas from across the street at the main street, and that the artist. I'll have them all come in here one day and talk about that world. So you're hosting that. So Tuesday night, anybody can come into Oxenfree between...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's open to the public.
And they meet you.
Sign-ups are at 7:30. The music starts at 8. The bar opens at 5, so you can get there early if you want.
Great happy hour, right?
Yeah, great happy hour. And then that's it. It goes till 11 or until, depending on how many performers we have, we've gone later than that. So it just depends. But we call it 8 to 11. Feature performer gets a 45-minute set. And if anybody's interested.
Hey, a shout-out to Lacey Young, who used to, I know, at one point she was hosting it.
Yeah, she's went through foot surgery, so she's been down.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry to hear about that. But come on, she was on my my other show I have, the Jacques Talks. She was on that show with me. That was a great show.
Yep. No, you so both, his group, band is called Ohana.
Danielle and Ohana.
Danielle and Ohana.
Danielle and Ohana.
And Ohana, yep.
Oh, so tell us about that.
It's been a wild ride so far, honestly. It all just kind of, like, once it started from the open mic, and then it went to open mic over at Oxenfree, and then one thing led to another, and I was doing Doctoberfest, and then I was doing featured performer at open mic, and always going to Chetco for that open mic as well, and then slowly and surely I started getting gigs here and there.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's still setting in for me. And now here being on the radio station, it's surreal.
Ohana, we looked it up today, so that means family.
It does mean family in Hawaiian. Yeah, I was trying to come up with a good name for my music family, and it definitely rang true, and Ohana is what we went with.
Mm-hmm. Those of you that have listened to these two talented artists and musicians live have heard their music, but I'm going to ask you, Danielle, how would you describe your voice? Because
I would, sultry and fierce is what it's the best. Sultry and fierce.
I like it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sometimes I might not even need a mic. It's quite loud as well.
You've always kind of been that way? I mean, you've been able.
Well, I grew up, you know, loud. You know, we just lived in a big family, and we always, you know, how you just talk over each other and just be loud and have a lot of fun and
be family.
We're always having a lot of fun. So I always had a loud voice, and with the singing, that's just how I project, and it surprises me sometimes how loud.
Fine wine barrel. Sultry, almost in a raspy way, sexy way. Mm-hmm. People that hear you, I've been in places where you have begun singing and people literally, the bar goes totally silent.
I've had that happen before. I jumped up on I think it was at Kuntai. I went up there with Ranch Party with Mark McDonald, also in Ohana. And I started singing. And you know that scene in most scary movies where there's a loud, everybody's talking in a restaurant, and then something happens and they all drop their forks and stop talking and they all just kind of turn slowly and look at you. Yeah. I had that moment. It was quite surprising, yes. But it still surprises me that I can grab that attention that quickly.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Hey, Nate, who's had the most influence on you? Is it family? Is it another artist? What kind of music do you listen to, man?
I listen to a wide range of music. My early influence, I'd say I was definitely early influenced by my father. Both my parents had a love for music. My dad always kind of pushed me into listening to music and being involved in it. So at a young age, I was listening to a lot of Beatles and Pink Floyd, stuff that my dad listened to, Dire Straits, stuff that my dad listened to. And then as I got older, I listened to more stuff from the 90s, like Pearl Jam and Stone Temple Pilots and stuff like that. But really, I've always been open to most things. There's certain genres that don't appeal to me that much, but it's not that I don't admire their skill. It just doesn't appeal to me. So I'd say my father early on, and then after that, all the musicians that I've worked with throughout my career have been my influence.
Cool.
I always feed off the people that I work with.
Do you sing as well then, Nate?
Or? You know, I do, but that's also a new thing for me. I was always the guitar player or bass player in a band, and I would sing a little bit of backup here and there, but when I started doing open mics last year was the first time in my life, actually, that I sang and played by myself in front of people.
Who is your favorite singer? And then Danielle, who is your favorite singer?
Ooh, that's tough.
Yeah, that's
okay, tough. Top couple, two or three.
Yeah, top couple. Yeah.
First 10.
Bands or singers?
Chris Cornell from Soundgarden was... people that I can't sing like.
Good. You try to emulate?
Yeah, or people that have a unique voice. They're people that I admire.
Like Danielle here.
Yeah, people where it's signature voices that, you know, you can hear it and immediately you know what band it is. Yeah. Adam Duritz from The Counting Crows. Maynard Keenan from Tool. Just people that are instantly recognizable. I've always admired that because, you know, a lot of people can sing, but a lot of people can hit the notes, but when it's that recognizable and your tone is that unique, you can't teach that.
I sound just like Stephen Perry with a deep voice.
If I couldn't see you, I would have thought that's who I was talking to.
Growing up, I've always loved, I would like Bette Midler, Whitney Houston,
really?
Celine Dion when I was young. Oh, I loved all that growing up.
Yeah.
And oh, yeah. And, you know, the Allman Brothers Band growing up. And I listened to a lot of rock. And my siblings all listened to rock, too, like the big hair bands of the 80s and then the grunge of the
90s. Big hair metal bands
of the 80s. Oh, yes. And then, the grunge of the 90s came into that. But Ella Fitzgerald, Etta James, Billie Holiday, Frank Sinatra, those are my
heart. What about the girls?
The girls?
The lady singer.
Well, she said Whitney.
Oh, Ben. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, but
said Dolly Parton? No, I'm just
you know, and nowadays, like Amy Winehouse and Adele.
Yeah.
And, you know, Chris Stapleton. And I love all of that. Like, yeah. it just feeds my soul. It really does. Like,
so you're a singer, so you don't have to rely on instrumentation other than hopefully having good instruments.
If I'm lucky, yeah.
Around you. Nate, on your side, do you have a big collection of guitars? You say you played bass one time, right?
Or yeah, I do play bass. I do have a fair amount of guitars. I would say I think I have 5 acoustic guitars. I have an acoustic bass. I have 3 electric guitars.
Dang.
Wow, and you got
2 electric basses.
And you have 6 guard dogs out the house.
Yeah.
No trespassing.
Yeah.
And you have the clarinet still. Did you say
I wish I did. I had to rent that one. My mom wouldn't invest in that until I stuck with it, which obviously I didn't. So that was probably a smart move. Don't have the clarinet, don't have the trumpet. Got a keyboard.
So did you ever take classes to how to read and write, or
early on when I was learning clarinet and trumpet, you had to learn how to sight read, but I still do it at an elementary level. I can't do it and sight read at the same time. So I took in high school, I took a guitar class and kind of just went from there. I took private lessons for about 6 weeks, but I pretty much just took the documentation from it and learned it myself.
See?
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, you two are super, super talented folks. Tell us the last thing before we go into our next phase of the show, and that is, what, any gigs planned in the next
few? Yeah, actually, tomorrow we'll be performing at Seaview Medical Center between 4:30 to 5:30.
Seaview Medical Center
here in Harbor.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a senior living center here. Huh. Actually, it's right next to South Coast Humane Society Thrift Store. Convenient. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Friday, we'll be... Troy and Nate will actually be performing at Misty Mountains from 6 to 8.
Next door.
Troy
Alvarado.
Okay.
Yes, he will be performing.
Troy. Hey, mm-hmm. Troy and Lizzie. And Patty Ann.
And Patty
Ann.
Good for you. Saturday, we'll also be performing for the Chamber of Commerce Meet and Greet.
That'll
be at the Grange.
What?
Yes. What?
Yeah, we're there.
Yes,
that was the one you were talking about. That's
the 501. The not-for-profit.
Yeah, that's the Meet
that's
and Greet.
Michelle Bupert, our friend right
that's
here.
Right.
She's been on the show. Good. And Marie Curtis.
Oh, yes. Love her. Oh, mm-hmm. Shout out to Michelle, please. Thank
Definitely.
You.
Yeah, we will. She's listening.
I love her to pieces. Oh, my goodness.
So how do people contact you?
Yeah. How's
so we have a Facebook page, Danielle and Ohana. I also have a Reverb Nation, also Danielle and Ohana, reverbnation.com. That usually has I update it with our events coming up. I do the post on Facebook. You can message through there.
Okay.
For upcoming gigs if need be.
I also have a YouTube channel.
We also do have a YouTube.
It, so
we just
there's
started.
Some videos
that's right.
On there.
Our YouTube channel.
Working on building that.
Danielle and Ohana YouTube, and I believe that's the three outlets.
Ohana.
Ohana.
Yeah, there we go. Ohana.
Yep.
Danielle Ohana. And Nate, any other stuff you'd like to add to that?
I've got a solo gig coming up. It's in Grants Pass on April 6th at True Juice. It's for a pop up market, first Saturday of the month pop up market. So I'll be playing out there. It's a daytime gig. And that's about it. Other than that, I'll be playing with Danielle this week several times.
Nice.
And then open mic every Tuesday at the Ox.
That's right. You're hosting it. So that's a good way to meet both.
You can see me there every
people.
Week.
They are big supporters and huge, huge people in our community of gracious, wonderful, talented people that could call this area home. So thank you both for coming on.
Thank you for having us.
Welcome.
Cool.
Very appreciative.
We will have you on again. Okay, we got to get to the last end of this. Otherwise, Janice will, you know, tie that rope around my neck and hang me from a tree.
Right.
Because
it's time for a fun time corner.
What do we got today? We don't have any for jokes per se, but we
really
got some funny
jokes,
quotes,
but you
right?
Have fun quotes. Yeah, and you always can come up with a joke out of the nowhere, I'm sure.
Okay.
I'm going to start with a fun joke. I mean, a fun quote.
Okay, what is it?
I like work. It fascinates me. I can sit and look at it for hours.
Oh, cute. That's
support
cool.
Support person, yeah.
Wow. Well, I like the doing nothing is very hard to do because you never know when you're finished. Or how about this one? Would you keep your temper? Nobody else wants it. Well, that's a pretty good one, huh?
That is.
What do you got?
You're related to that.
Never eat more than you can lift.
Never eat more than you can lift?
I miss Piggy.
Oh, I love it. Okay.
Who should have said that, right?
Well, I always cook with wine. Sometimes I even add it to my food. Mm-hmm. That's by W.C. Fields.
I've heard that.
Nice.
We better slow it down. We got 10 more of these to go through. Okay, what
else?
The
best thing about narcissists is that they don't talk about other people.
The best thing about narcissists is they,
that's good.
That's true, too. So next time I'm talking to Ray, I'll go, Ray. At least you don't talk to other people. Okay, I like this one because this is my logic. You know, my brain is like 80% of my body. We only use 10% of our brains. Imagine how much we could accomplish if we used the other 40%.
Math in action.
Okay, what is that? Good. You said when in doubt, do what, Doc?
Look intelligent. Well, this...
Did you say when in doubt, look intelligent?
The next one is one of our people that quote all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Two things are infinite. The universe and human stupidity, and I'm not sure about the universe.
Albert Einstein, right? That's been on the books for a long time. Two things are infinite. That is the universe and human stupidity, but I'm not sure about the universe, Albert Einstein. Okay, I don't believe in reincarnation, Doctor.
Yeah.
Nor did I believe in it when I was a hamster.
So okay, hamster. Dumb. Guess what? We already reached that magical ending time. Oh, we can't even finish our quotes. So we're done with this week's Life Radio Variety Show. You have been listening to Doc and Jacques on KCIW LP 100.7 FM in beautiful, sunny, sort of, Brookings,
these
Oregon.
Days, yeah.
We hope that you have enjoyed the show. Jacques Wolf and I certainly have enjoyed learning so much about Danielle and Nate today.
Yeah.
Right, Jackie Poop?
Yes, sir. And I, ma'am. Pardon. I wanted to get one last one in.
Okay.
All right. The first 5 days after the weekend are always the toughest. That's enough for today, folks. Thank you so much. Peace and love to everybody out there. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.